Symphonie. Hopefully that's how it's pronounced. It's the first recordings of this 6 long string drone hurdy-gurdy. It was designed and built by Fron Riley, based on the concept by Ben. It was recorded this year in Guelph. We heard the shortest of the 3 tracks, called Longest Night. The other tracks range well over 10 minutes, but if you're in the mood for drone pieces, you'll enjoy those tracks wonderfully. So that was Ben Grossman with Longest Night from Symphonie, released on his Bandcamp page. Then we heard a new artist here, Dan Fortin. He is a Toronto Hamilton-based bassist, born and raised in Peterborough. And he's a member of a lot of bands, Bernese, Myriad 3, Queer Songbook Orchestra, and also a supporting musician for Michael Davidson. He has just released his 3rd solo album under his own name, called Canon, and explores the minimalist landscapes that blend jazz abstraction with wayward electronica and stray bits of experimental rock. We heard the track Allium Tower featuring Michael Davidson. And finally, we heard R. Grunwald, a Toronto composer and keyboardist. He released his 2nd full-length solo album, Iterations, in which modern neoclassical meets ambient. Quoting from the Bandcamp page, as well as I was given an email for this album, named such in reference to the idea of repeating something over and over again and learning new things with each repetition. Another series I'm going to go into now, because as the title of this album alludes to, there's one of the tracks that is very interesting, and you do hear new perspectives of this melody and harmonies of this tune. So we heard the first track off Iterations called Mared in Stillness, which is very classical sounding. We're going to hear in the next month or so the 2 other tracks, which one of them is all vocals and the other one is more electronica based. Now moving on to our 2nd grand set is 3 songs featuring Mixed Signal, World News, and Infinity Song. I recently got to go to a concert or show at Handlebar in Toronto last weekend with my friend Blue, and it was a lot of punk, hardcore metal, emo kind of vibes and stuff, very alternative rock punk styles. And one of the ones I liked the most was Mixed Signal, the Toronto hardcore punk band. They have more songs on Spotify, but I found on Bandcamp their first release from last year, An Accident Waiting to Happen. And so we are going to be listening to an edited version, because the original version had a lot of swearing. So I had to edit those words out, or reverse them, as I do with any other song that might have not so good language. So here is Mixed Signal with An Accident Waiting to Happen, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Thank you. told you where you'd be today. Just 10 years ago when you and I were making it by faith. If I told you it would be okay, I imagine you would laugh the way you do when you think I'm insane. You were always one to doubt yourself, and all the ways that things could go, you never thought that they'd work out. So if you need me to remind you now of what we both already know, but you seem to have forgotten. For some peace of mind, I'll have you know you're not alone. The only way is taking one step back.
In that grand set, we began with Mixed Signal with An Accident Waiting to Happen. They did mention in their concert set that they do have a new single out that I will have to explore, and you guys can explore as well if you find their music on Spotify. Then I finally got around to listening to the new EP released by World News, the psychedelic synth duo from Toronto, comprised of Bill Cutbill and Q Me. The album is called AAAF Volume 1, which is an acronym for Art as a Foundation Volume 1, or abbreviation. It is in the title, as they say in their little write-up, intentionally marks World News' least commercial and most sonically ambitious EP to date, combining elements of techno and ambient music in a way we've never heard before. World News create a sonic landscape that melts and flows between dark corners of the imagination. It is very a nice collision of, yeah, the techno, electronica, upbeat, and the smooth ambient spheres, so to say. I chose for us to listen to Skitter Creepy Crawly from this EP. And we just finished off with one of the most emotional songs, I would think, in this set, from a new discovery from Spotify, a band called Infinity Song. They are an American soft rock R&B band comprised of siblings, Abraham, Angel, Israel, and Momo Boyd from New York City. They just released a new album called Metamorphosis Complete on Rock Nation, and the track we heard was called The Sunshine. So this kind of marks the unofficial end of this session, because the final track I want to feature, maybe some people don't want to listen to unless they've seen the movie. I'm talking about Wicked, of course. So just before all you lovelies who don't want to listen to any of the soundtrack quite yet, before you see the movie, just know that for next week, which is going to be the final 2024 session of the SMK, will be the holiday picturesque feature of 2024. So some alternative holiday music that I'll put together for you all for our last session of the year. So I will release you now, because now I want to talk about Wicked. It's probably a lot of music and musical lovelies who are so excited about this album. I have never seen the Wicked in the musical form, though I did like years ago, like when it got popular, I guess in the 2000s. I listened to the music, like I have the soundtrack, and I listened to it a lot. And once I got to see the movie, I saw it with my dear friends, Kenny and Craig in Toronto. Like, I just, another thing that I don't know why I never listened to it, never gone to it. And hopefully I'll get to see the musical in person, but the movie was awesome. Like, by the end of the movie, it was like all emotional, and it's been a while since I've cried at a movie. So, yes, I cried at the very end, and all those who know what I'm talking about. So I would like to end this session off with a track from the movie, which features on this track features Cynthia Erivo as Alphaba and Ariana Grande as Glinda. And also on this track in particular, One Short Day. It features the original Broadway actors of Alphaba and Glinda, Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth, respectively. So hope that wasn't spoilers, because I gave the time. So here we have One Short Day from the movie cast of Wicked, the movie version. With that, this has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next, we behold, look inward and beyond.
unusual story of our wonderful Wizard of Oz, starring the Emerald City Players.
Long, long ago, long before we can recall, there lived here in Oz the magical wise ones.
So let us set down all our magic
in a strange and secret language, in a book,
a grimoire,
a grimoire.
But time ticked ever onward day by day, and all those who could read it passed away, till one day no one could. But the wise ones left a prophecy.
In Oz's darkest hour, though we cannot say when, there will come one with a power to read the grimoire. And Oz, which had been sad and blind,
once more will sing a joyous.
From the sky. Maybe he is here to fulfill the prophecy, but can he read the grimoire?
This man who comes out of the blue, is he the prophecy?
There's one way we'll know if it's true. Fetch the grimoire.
The prophecy fulfilled, what merriness he'll bring. Now every Oz can raise a voice and sing, and sing, and sing.
Who's the mage whose major itinerary is making all Oz merrier?
Who's the sage who sagely sails?